We've all heard about alternative facts by now. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Ronald Pies, professor of psychiatry at Tufts University, explores how we can tell whether someone is lying or just stating a falsehood.
The term alternative facts has been much in the news lately. As a psychiatrist, I've listened to countless distortions of reality, and I've learned the importance of distinguishing lies from innocent falsehoods. A lie is a deliberate misstatement of the truth intended to deceive someone. A falsehood is simply an incorrect claim with no intent to deceive. Distortions of reality fall along a continuum, depending on how rigidly the belief is held despite contrary evidence. Most of us have experienced so-called false memories. For example, you're certain you mailed out that check, but when you see the envelope on the table, you realize you have not. A much more serious type of false memory production is called confabulation, and is usually seen following severe brain damage. Confabulation involves the spontaneous production of detailed false memories, such as when the person weaves an elaborate account of how she was abducted by terrorists and sincerely believes this happened. Delusions represent another severe distortion of reality in which the belief is clearly impossible and impervious to any factual evidence. For example, a patient insists that space aliens have implanted an electrode in his brain. Again, this is not a lie, since the patient sincerely believes the claim. Finally, in a condition known as pseudologia fantastica, or PF, the person habitually lies in order to avoid the consequences of bad behavior and may even experience a kind of high when telling tall tales. PF is also called pathological lying and may reflect a deep narcissistic need for attention. Some research has linked PF with abnormalities in nerve fibers of the brain known as white matter. In short, alternative facts require a careful consideration of alternative explanations.
That was Ronald Pies of Tufts University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.